A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, cause this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of This is K-pop. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid, and I got to tell you, I'm going to talk about this week a band that, you know, may not be the most popular band in the world, but I'll tell you, they put on probably the best show I've ever seen. We're talking about Secret Number, finally bringing them to the States. We're talking about Leah, Dita, Jenny, Minji, Sudam, and Zoo. This is an interesting thing to talk about because I'll tell you this. So a lot of these little kind of smaller groups come to the States, and I've heard rumors that in 2025 it's going to be much more, I guess, expensive to bring them here via visa or some other laws, or, you know, it's election year in the United States. Maybe they're fearing that. So a lot of these groups are coming maybe before they're quite ready. I don't know. Before they can, you know, just do the big sellout thing or make a profit. I think that it's the, I don't know. Secret Number is part of Vine Entertainment, and maybe their strategy was, just get them out there. And I will say this in their defense, that Secret Number was supposed to originally play in Houston. For some reason, Houston seems to be a bit of a destination for K-pop. And a lot of times, if they don't come here, they'll go to Houston first. And originally I think that was where it was supposed to be, but then they struggled finding a venue and a promoter and a ticket system and all these wonderful things. And so they ended up playing in Fort Worth, Texas, not even Dallas, but Fort Worth, at a venue that even I thought was shuttered or closed and whatever. In South Fort Worth, there's a place called the Ridgely Theater, and there's a lot of history there in Fort Worth, even for me. There's a local band here called the Toadies that have had some national success, and I've spent several New Year's Eves there. In the early 2000s, I DJ'd there, you know, all the whole illegal raves and shit. I did a DJ gig with DJ Magic Wand from Detroit around 2000-2001. And God, I think I've seen a million bands there. At one time, it was actually a touring destination. I saw Queen of the Stone Age there, Modest Mouse, several other different bands. But so this was, you know, even for me, somebody that's just completely in engulfed and ingrained in the DFW music scene, I was like, they're playing freaking Ridgely Theater, really? So for your average 19-year-old, you know, K-pop fan, they're probably like, what the fuck is that, or where is that, or they didn't even get the information until later. So that's definitely going to affect, of course, the attendance, all right? But I went out there, I showed up.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Tricky Kid Radio. Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid. I like it like it.
Phantom, hey. 하나의 대학교로 왔어. Tell me what do you want?
You like it?
This is Natalie Cox. I play Juno Eclipse in The Force Unleashed, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Tanner.
And now, back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
And K-pop does this weird thing. Let me get a drink real fast. Almost all of the recent K-pop shows that I've covered that are totally independent, not the Blackpinks or even the ITZYs or aespa, but you know, some of these smaller ones, I get there, and when I go to will call, there's like five girls there you could tell that don't know each other, that are volunteers, and they answered some ad that said, hey, if you like K-pop, come up here, we'll feed you and whatever. And anyway, so I get in to the show, and again, I've been to the Rouge Leader 100 times, million times, and I walk through, and I'm not kidding you, there's like 40 people there. And I'm just thinking, man, God, these girls have come so far to be here, and now there's like 40 people here. I have to document this. I don't want people to think that I'm mocking them by going, oh, look, there's only 40 people here for this. But let me tell you something. I don't care if there was 40, 400, 4,000, or 40,000. Those girls rocked that club like it was a stadium. I'm telling you right now, I've probably covered 30 shows by now. This is probably my favorite, not only because of the intimacy, but because of the dedication. Leah, Dita, Jenny, Minji, Sudam, and Zoo just came out and gave it their all, like as if they were in front of a stadium crowd. And that's so cool, man. That's so punk rock to me. That's so dedication. That's so it, right? You know? And let me see here. So, and they played about 14 songs. They started with Who Dis, you know, like you know, new number, Who Dis. And I'm trying to think of where that's, and I think that's from, way back in like 4 years ago, they actually had an EP called Who Dis. And that's what they started with. They went into Starlight, Hola, Dangerous in Love, Tap. A lot of these songs, I think, come from some stuff that they have actually have released, you know, this year. Let me see here. I can't quite keep up with it all. But anyway, it was just like they weren't holding back. They weren't going, oh, shit, we're in a club. I guess we'll just, you know, this is a night off and we'll just, you know, do our thing. And let me say this, this is after the fact, but a lot of these K-pop fans out there are acting like that the members of K-pop bands are like the fucking president of the United States and should you know, have 30 fucking, you know, what do you call it, federal agents and security around them. Oh, my God, don't get so close because, you know, fucking stalkers and shit. Let me take this. There were no, I was actually worried because there were no metal detectors. There was literally no security. But, you know, again, it didn't really matter because the 40 people that showed up obviously were diehards and were there to love them and to support them and to, you know, they had no merch to buy, or I would have bought it because I'm here to support them. And you know how after the K-pop show, there's that thing where you do the high five or the fan sign and the high touch, whatever the fuck. They, none of that shit. I mean, I think there was some of it, but I was able to talk because I'm a member of the media. I was able to talk to all of them. Like just casually, like as if we were just friends, especially Dita, who was so cool and just awesome. And her and I mean, she got it. She was just like, you know, God damn, we're playing some shithole in Fort Worth in front of 40 people. I'm not going to act like some diva that you need to, you know, do the thing to talk to me. She was just like, hey, what's up, man? How are you? So we talked and she was super cool, man. I mean, like I said, she's out there killing it. The end of the show was kind of weird, not weird in a bad way, but in a sincere way. The last song was called Beautiful One. Before that, Got That Boom, and then Fire Saturday. But I don't know which one it was, but there was this very sad song. And I don't remember which member it was, but some member said, and she started to tear up and she said, you know, before coming out here, I didn't know if I was in the right place or if I'm doing the right thing with my life. I mean, what am I doing on the other side of the world, you know, playing this shithole away from my family, away from, you know, everything, playing this shithole in Fort Worth in front of 40 people? Like, why isn't Vine Entertainment, you know, taking better care of us and promoting us? And like, what is this? But then she said, but then I realized I made the right decision when I saw all of your faces. And to me, that is all I needed to know. And all 40 of those people that were there tonight, that night, we all just kind of seemed to kind of bond. And I've even talked to a lot of them since then and become friends online and, you know, on social media and things like that. But man, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like, I mean, again, of all the K-pop shows I've covered, this might be my favorite because it was just the most genuine. There was no bullshit. Those girls came out, kicked ass, like just killed it. And I love the songs. I love the energy. I love the spirit. I love the dedication. And, you know, like I said, you know, and I took photos and video and I put it on YouTube and put it on my social media, of course, which is, this is K-pop, and people were kind of torn on one. But here's what's also so crazy is that I'm trying to think, I think the band I covered it before was either Chew, or I'm trying to think of the one that was before that, but it was like a big band. And I got more likes and retweets and traction and impressions from this little group, Secret Number, than I ever have of any band ever. And I think that speaks volumes because I'm not the only one that saw what the heart that this group possesses. And I love it so much. So I wish them all the best in the world. I'm going to play a couple of songs here in the middle and at the end. Get involved with Secret Number because, man, golly, that was just so great. They were just so great, and the crowd was so cool, and it was just this little, speaking of secret, it was like our little secret. Now, I don't want it to be a secret. I want them to go on to play stadiums and make a lot of money and be very happy. But the evening that we enjoyed was just something very, very clandestine and just something that the 40 of us just shared and bonded over. So long live Secret Number, especially Dita. Thank you for being so cool, and we'll see you next week.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
Ready to go.
비엔 준비 끝.